Welcome to the Leadership Podcast with Pastor Sam Carr. Here you'll learn godly principles and real-world techniques for leading effectively.
Hello, everyone. Pastor Sam Carr. Welcome to the podcast today. Hey, I want to share with you on this podcast a video message that I sent to our ministry fellowship partners. I believe it'll be a blessing to you. It's about the call of God on your life, and I believe you're going to enjoy it. So I want to just share that with you today, and I believe you're going to be blessed. Hello, everyone. I'm Pastor Sam Carr, and glad to be with you today to share some with you from the Word of God. And I've got something stirring in my heart today I just want to share with you, and I want to encourage you with this, hopefully. And I want to talk to you about the call of God on your life. You know, we kind of throw that around pretty easy, you know, about, well, he's got a call in their life. Well, God's called me to do this. God's called me to do that. But I have found out from life, really, and following the Lord and listening to the Holy Spirit, that calling becomes more and more valuable to me every day because it represents what God has invested in me or called me or told me that he desired for me to do and to pursue for my life. And so I just want to talk to you a little bit about it. And there's a scripture, 1 Corinthians 1:26. And I know this is more of a general scripture about the call of God in general, but I also believe it's applicable to us. It says, "For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise, not many wise after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called." Well, I just want to focus for a minute on that first part where it says, "For you see your calling, brethren." In other words, it's something you need to recognize in your life. Sometimes I think we get so busy just doing the work of the Lord that we don't realize that God has called us for a purpose. And Paul understood this. Galatians chapter 1, verse 15, Paul said, "But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb," now listen to this, "and called me through his grace." Now let me just tell you today, listen to me. Obviously, the Apostle Paul had a monumental assignment, way more than you or I are even expected to fall in place with. God's called all of us to do something different. In fact, Paul talked about being celibate, and he said, "Well, you know, not all people are called to be that way." And I said, "Well, thank God for that, you know, because I would have been that would have had to have more grace than I have now, not to be able to live with my wife." But this is talking about the fact that Paul recognized that God had called him, and he said he called him from his mother's womb, and he called him through his grace. So I want to encourage you today to know something. God has called you. There is a purpose. There is a plan for your ministry. It's not something that is just kind of evaluated by you and decided, this is what I'm going to do. This is something that God specifically says, "I'm tapping you on the shoulder and I'm calling you, and this is what I want you to do. This is the direction, this is the flow for your life." It can be general. I know God called me to pastor, but it wasn't just a general calling. He told me where to pastor. And I want to encourage you today to understand the value of that call in your life and realize not many are called to do what you're doing. And because of that, it's really important that you understand how important and how valuable it is. Paul said in Romans chapter 1, in verse 1, he said, "Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ," now listen to this, "called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God." I want to tell you something today. You're called to do something. You're called to do something specific. More than likely, if you're watching this, you're probably called into the fivefold ministry, which means you know what you're called to do. Now, the enemy is always at work trying to hinder that in our lives, but you and I need to realize, you know what? This call is more important than any challenge that I might have on my life. Paul said this in 2 Timothy chapter 1, Verse 11, he said, which I'm appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. Now listen to this. For this reason, I also suffered these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know in whom I believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. Now listen to me today. If you are called of God, you can be confident God's with you. And he's going to stay with you. And he's going to stay with you in a working way, in an energizing way, in a powerful way to fulfill what he's called you to do. No matter how insignificant you may think it is, if God called you to do it, that's significant. That's a powerful, powerful statement. And you need to understand and realize how powerful that is for your life. And the reason I'm saying that is you need to rely on your call, knowing that God called you. You know, I've been challenged just like you have over the years in all kinds of different manners, physically in my body and people coming against the church or coming against me personally or my family, or had all kinds of challenges. But if you keep your focus on what you're called to do, what you're going to do is you're going to address those situations as something that's going to trying to stop you from fulfilling the call of God, instead of a critique on how you're fulfilling the will of God, and you'll just keep right on going and let God work in your life. Listen, I believe with all my heart that if you're called of God, God will work with you and he'll energize you to be able to fulfill what you're called to do. So if you know that you're called and you can rely on that, there's a confidence that comes with that. And I've relied on that confidence many, many times over the years when things in the natural realm didn't seem to be working quite like I thought. But the one thing I knew was, I know God called me. And if God called me, then I'm going to stay with it and I'm going to see God work, because it's not me. It's the gift of grace on my life. And that's the most amazing thing about it. God picked me. I mean, I was minding my own business as a good sheep at Lakewood Church, serving my pastor. And then God called me. He spoke to me and said, this is what I want you to do, Sam Carr. I want to tell you, God's done the same thing for you. It may not be that dramatic, but there is a call there. And if there is a call, you can live your life in confidence that he'll keep you and work with you in that. Paul said it this way. He said, I am what I am by the grace of God. He recognized, hey, I'm an apostle, I'm a teacher, I'm a prophet, not because of me, but because of the grace of God. And when you realize that, you don't have to find yourself trying to make the calling of God work. Just let God work through you, and you'll see God do some amazing things in your life. The enemy will always try to move against you, to move you away from the calling of God and into something else. And a lot of times, to be honest with you, it's just temptation. Think about Jesus. Jesus came to this earth with a clear call. We know that. We're confident of that if you believe the Bible. But do you know over in Luke chapter 4 when he was tempted that the enemy was trying to move him off of what God had called him to do? And even in a positive way, he was saying, well, if you're the Son of God, turn this stone into bread. Well, he was the Son of God, but he wasn't called to the earth for that purpose. He was called as the Son of Man to die for our sins. But listen to me. Jesus knew exactly what to say. He said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. In other words, he recognized the devil's trying to move me off what I'm called to do. And even though it might be in a positive way, I'm not going to allow that to happen in my life. Too many times we get flattered and move away from the call in our lives. And we do something else because of the flattery of others. You've got to be careful about that. But the thing I want you to hear is this. Listen, God has called you. Don't let the enemy try to stop you or move you away from that because that call is indispensable now in your life. It can't be changed. There's a powerful scripture in Romans 11, 29. It says, the gifts and the callings of God are irrevocable. Man, that is powerful. That means that that gift that you carry carries you throughout your whole life. God may add to that calling. He may add more to it. But that calling on your life is irrevocable. It cannot be changed. Now, here's the thing that I want you to hear today, because sin can negate the call of God in your life, not in saying, well, you can't be called anymore, but it negates its ability to produce the fullness of what you could do. In other words, God's called you, and if you get over into sin, you make a mistake, and I'm not talking about something minor here. I'm talking about a major issue in your life, and you say, well, I'm not called anymore. That's not true. Now, you may have negated your ability to fulfill everything God wants in your life, but you still got to stick with that call. Say, well, I'm a teacher and I can't teach in the church anymore. Well, find a group of kids to teach to, or let that calling work no matter what, because it doesn't change. God never quits calling you. One of my mentors, Dr. Lester Sumrall, said it this way about the call of God. He said, Samson got his strength back, but he never got his eyesight back. And he made this statement. He said, anytime you walk away from the call of God or you get into sin, there's always a price to pay for that. But that doesn't mean that the call is not there. So I want to encourage you today. Maybe you've made some mistakes and you think, well, God can't use me anymore. That's just not true. It's not the way God works at all. God wants to work in your life, and that calling on your life and those gifts on your life, God can still use you no matter where you are. And if the devil has told you, if the enemy has told you, hey, that calling on my life has been revoked, you're wrong, because the Bible says just the opposite. Now, here's something really important. Listen to this. You have to value that call on your life, because that will keep you out of trouble. If you understand the value of it, it will keep you out of trouble. Paul said this in 2 Timothy chapter 1. He said, God has saved us and called us with a holy calling. A holy calling. He says, and it says in Hebrews 3:1, therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling. All right, now here's my last point. Listen to this. This is what you've got here. This is a heavenly calling. Now you say, yeah, I know God called me from heaven. No, it's more than that. Listen to what Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, beginning at verse 13. He said, brethren, I do not count myself to apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to the things that are ahead. Now listen to this. I press toward the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Now, that may, you know, there are lots of different ways to approach this and to look at this, but listen to this. One translation says this, I am pursuing on for the prize of the call from above, which is in Christ Jesus. There's a prize in the call. There's a prize in the call. But it's an upward call, and the prize is not an earthly prize. This is one Greek scholar said this, and this is what I want to leave you with today. The prize is bound up in the calling, promised when the call is issued and given when the call is fulfilled. Well, you know, our call is not fulfilled until we get to heaven. So the promise is given when the call comes, but it's promised. But then when you get to heaven, that's where you reap the rewards. So this call that we live under is an eternal call. It's something that carries us all the way to heaven. You can't play with it for a month, a year, 10 years on earth and say, well, I'm not going to do that anymore. It's a heavenly calling. It's always calling us upward. Paul said, I forget everything that's behind, and I press toward that prize, to that calling, and I stay with what God's called me to do. Why? Because, listen to this again, the prize is bound up in the calling, promised when the call is issued, and given when the call is fulfilled, and that's when we get to heaven. Praise God. I trust you got something out of this today. Stay with your call. Stay with what God's called you to do. Do your best wherever you are to stay with it and to fulfill it, and let God work with you and let that grace work in your life. And I believe God can work mighty things in your life. Listen, I want you to know I love you today. FMI family, we love you. We believe in you, and we believe God's got great things for you to do. And we look forward to our fellowship in the near future. God bless you. Well, I trust you were blessed by that video today. Obviously, it wasn't video to you, but it was done as a video about the call of God. And I believe that God's got a call and a purpose for your life. And I just want to encourage you to stay with it. Glad you were with us today. God bless you till our next time here on the podcast.
Thanks for joining us today on the podcast. The Leadership Podcast is part of Word of Life Ministries in Shreveport, Louisiana. You can connect with Pastor Carr or Word of Life Ministries on our Facebook, Twitter, or at our website, wordoflifecenter.org.